Good morning. On Sunday, the 31st of October, 2021, our readings for today are from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 14, and the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. And the passage I want us to consider today is the Mark chapter 12 passage. And it's entitled, "Which is the First Commandment of All?" Because it's such a short reading, let me read the passage for you. Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. "Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked Jesus, 'Which is the first commandment of all?' Jesus answered him, 'The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment, and the second like it is this, You shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' So the scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one neighbour as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' Now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' But after that, no one dared question him." I'm tempted to stop, because we need to think on what I've just read, and I would encourage you to go and look at Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, and to read it for yourself. There is but one commandment, and that is to love the Lord our God. And to realize that He is one, but to love Him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, basically with your very being and essence. The whole purpose of life is to know God. Now we know that He's one, is that there's only one God, but He has revealed Himself as having three persons. Because He appears as a Father, He appears as the Son, and He appears as the Holy Spirit. Because our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit wherein He dwells. We come to Jesus as our Saviour and as our Lord. And Jesus said, when you pray our Father. And yet, this is not a contradiction, but it's a complement, it's a completion. That God, the Lord, is one. But the focus of this whole passage is that you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. That's what Jesus says. With your very being, your essence, love God. Because know this and be in no doubt about this. God loves you. And He loves me with all of His being. He absolutely adores you. Now, the thing is that what the man, the scribe, said, and it says this in verse 33, and to love Him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices. You see, the Jews came to worship God with offerings and sacrifices to do away with their sin. To obliterate their sin, they had to show that they were sincere, that they were real. But the real true commandment is just to love God with everything that you have. Love Him. And then Jesus adds a little bit, there's another commandment. And that is to love your neighbour as yourself. The one person in the whole world that we love the most is ourselves. as ourselves. And whatever way you treat yourself, you treat your neighbor. I know some of us can beat up on ourselves, and there's people do bad things to themselves. But essentially, at the end of the day, we look out for number one. And that's me, myself, and I. But what this is telling us is that we have to take that whole love and a sense for self and to give it to God. And then to give it to our neighbours. Because if we truly love the Lord, if we truly have fallen in love with him and accept him for all that he's done for us, we will find ourselves loving other people. And that is where true peace will come from. The combination of loving God with everything that we have and loving our neighbours as we love ourselves will bring that completion. And so that's why Jesus said in verse 34, "Now when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.'" You're not far from the kingdom of God. What was it he was lacking? Because he was still one of those who was questioning Jesus. He understood the law. He understood the commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart. He knew that. But it was then making that huge step to recognize Jesus, the man who was standing in front of him, as being that one Lord. And that perhaps was the problem with this particular scribe. Now, it doesn't say that here. But you see, that takes a major mind shift to go from making the statement that the Lord our God is one, i.e. perhaps he's in heaven, to realizing that the man, Jesus, standing in front of him was not only the Son of God, but God himself. And that perhaps is where everything falls down. And maybe in a very real way, even though we do not have Jesus standing here in front of us today, there's that same problem with people. Is making that shift of realizing, and I'm talking about a mental shift, of realizing that this man, Jesus Christ, who's standing in front of me, and we can picture him, because we read about him in the Gospels, we read about him in the Bible. But this man is Almighty God, the Lord. And that we can identify with him and at the same time recognize the Holy Spirit within us and at the same time recognize the Heavenly Father in heaven. And yet, all three of those persons, in a sense, are one God and one Lord. And that takes faith to be able to comprehend what I have just said and to believe it and to receive it as being the truth. And you have to believe by faith. Because those same things, those same words, those same pictures that I have used and said do not make normal sense, because I've talked about three people, three entities. But it's only one God and one Lord. So when you can grasp that and when you can just embrace that Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit is just one God, and you love him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, with your being, your very essence, and love your neighbor as yourself, you will be so filled with him that he will enable you to do that. So listen to these words. Go and read it for yourself. Go and read Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34, and allow God through his word to speak to you and to change you, and embrace what he is saying to you today for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.